We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
You may have well been one of the thousands who were just shocked at last month's natural gas bill. Pete Demetrio reports the increases were so steep, Governor Newsom wants a federal probe to see if market manipulation was involved.
Rather than bills of $90 to $120, some residential users saw bills of $300 a month or more. Governor Newsom says he wants the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to examine if anti-competitive behavior or misconduct was involved. Professor Severin Bornstein with UC Berkeley's Haas Business School says a federal investigation may be warranted at this time, despite the gas company's insistence the spikes are due to pipeline issues, cold weather, and lowered supplies. What they'll find is another matter.
FERC has in the past done some pretty deep investigations and gotten tape recordings of phone calls and other evidence that have actually helped them identify market manipulation. I don't know if they are going to have access and know where to even look this time.
In downtown L.A., I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News 97.1 FM.
A Los Angeles County Fire Department search and rescue team is being sent to Turkey in the aftermath of that quake. The agency is in the earthquake in Turkey that killed at least 3,800 people. The agency says the team will include 81 people, six canine teams, and three structural engineers. It says they could be there for up to 2 weeks.
And many people who are part of L.A.'s Turkish community are getting awful news today following that powerful 7.8 magnitude quake. We get that story from Craig Figner.
It's a time-sensitive matter. People are dying right now.
The earthquake, it's the only thing everybody's talking about here at the Turkish consulate in Beverly Hills. People struggling to get information about family, about friends, to learn if they have survived.
I know a lot of friends who, of me, you know, even die. Almost most of them has, you know, lost their home. And they're living in the street. It's a very terrible condition. It's a winter season, right? It's snowing there. It's a -0 Celsius degree.
In one city alone, more than 100 buildings collapsed.
And so many people telling me that the building codes in Turkey, not what they'd like them to be. Then add to that this quake. A shaking lasting more than a minute. I'm Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The family of a disabled black man who was shot and killed by Huntington Park police says police didn't need to shoot him. John Barrett has the details.
Police released security cam video that seemed to show Anthony Lowe waving a knife at officers while at the same time moving away from them. The department also released radio calls and a 911 call that came in just after Anthony Lowe was captured on another surveillance camera getting out of his wheelchair and stabbing another man on the sidewalk.
And a call of 245 stabbing.
Officers caught up with Lowe minutes later and ultimately shot him to death as he hobbled down a sidewalk on his leg stubs while waving a butcher knife toward police. Lowe's mother was distraught.
It's hard going to sleep at night knowing my son is not coming through the door again.
Attorneys for Lowe's family members say police had other options. They didn't have to shoot.
We want full video and answers to the issue at hand, which is why the police shot a man with no legs on the ground outside his wheelchair 11 times in the back.
The police chief says the department is cooperating with sheriff's investigators. In Huntington Park, I'm John Baird, KNX News 97.1 FM.
New poll shows less than 40% of Americans believe police officers are adequately trained to avoid excessive force. Emily Valdez spoke with a policing expert about what the problem is.
Retired Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith is with the National Police Association. She didn't seem surprised by the ABC News Washington Post poll.
First of all, you have to look at the current atmosphere right now. We're in the aftermath, the immediate aftermath of the horrific beating death of Tyree Nichols in Memphis, Tennessee.
The poll found 38% of people surveyed feel police do not treat black and white people equally.
So how does American law enforcement regain the trust of the American public? First and foremost, it's leadership. We have to see police leaders stand up and talk about all the good things that their police officers do every day.
Smith also takes issue with the methodology of the polls, saying they didn't define excessive force, and even required force may appear excessive to some. Reporting in L.A., I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The nurse who saw 10-year-old Anthony Avalos in the hours before his death in June of 2018 has testified in the torture murder trial of the boy's mother and her boyfriend. Margaret Carrera reports.
A registered nurse at UCLA Mattel Children's Hospital, where Anthony was ultimately pronounced dead, testified that the boy's mother seemed to be forcing herself to have emotions. She said she was stuttering her words to make it seem more emotional. The nurse also testified that Anthony's mother was in his room for maybe 10 minutes, then asked to wait in the waiting room. Although the nurse was in the room when Anthony died, his mother was not. When a defense attorney for the boy's mother asked if she would agree that people handle grief differently, she said yes. The nurse later testified to seeing hundreds of children pass away during her career, and if the parents were there, she said they were usually at their child's bedside. In downtown L.A., I'm Margaret Carrero, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.